This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, Friday and the holidays, pretty quiet. Not much action. A little changed in the markets. Corn, after a nice rally this week, is unchanged at 444 and a half. Beans down a penny and three quarters, and the wheat up 2 1/4. Not much news to speak of. We did have another flash sale of beans to China, 134,000 this morning. Not enough to get the beans higher today. Looking at a chart of Jan beans, they are the weakest at the Board of Trade they've had, with today being a lower close. One, two, three, four, be the seventh lower close in a row, and the lowest they've closed since late October. They filled a gap that was left in late October, two closes under that. The issue, of course, is demand. China is buying. Basis our new agreement with them from 2 or 3 weeks ago. They bought 7 to 8 million metric tons out of the promised 12 million metric tons by the end of February.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, March corn down 0.75 cents at 443 3/4. January soybeans down 3 even at 10.49 1/4. January soybean meal down 80 cents at 297.60. Soybean oil down 21 cents at 47.90. On the Merck, February live cattle up 240 at 230.80. January feeders up 5.32 at 345.60. February lean hogs up 37 cents at 84.50. Pork cutout went unchanged at 93.75. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.